Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. Your
it's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good
TNT. How you guys doing today? Of all days. All right, Ray. One thing I know for sure is we sent out some information.
Sure did.
All right. Let's go with it. Make sure everybody's on board and get started.
Okay, weekend update. Iraqi TV reports that halting the sale of the U.S. dollar in the auctions by the CBI has ended millions of fake funds to Iran, indicating that those funds could build 200 schools and 50 hospitals per year. Cheers of excitement were heard by the crowds of protesters as they watched the messages on the big screens. The citizens are saying that this is a start and that they want a complete end of all auctions and to have accountability for the deaths and the disposition of their oil revenues. A bloody day of demonstrations resulted from live bullets being used on crowds close to the Green Zone. The U.S. Secretary made statements to the people of Iraq informing them that the U.S. will hold liable all corrupt persons that stole money belonging to the citizens. This message was broadcast on the big screens to calm the crowd. And then Iran was also in turmoil today as 100 banks and shops were looted and burned to the ground. And then the link was provided for those who wanted to watch the video footage of that.
That's it.
Yeah, the budget didn't get in there in time. 2020 budget was sent to the House of Representatives within a week to 10 days to be viewed and voted on, says Prime Minister Mahdi. This budget has the financial reforms to meet the protesters' demands, so many amendments made must be voted on.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else. Budget sent, that was sent. Today's news. All right. You going to read that too? Nope.
No.
All right. You said no.
I'll give you something. I'll give you something to read.
It would. So here's the good stuff, what they're putting out to the people, guys, so you know today. Says Baghdad will leave the title of the worst city in the world. Say will leave. Your passport will regain its prestige and your dinar will be revalued. Is what they said today. Your children will have a better future than yours. The peoples of the earth will respect you and no one will dare to despise you. If you decide to do so and assist on it, hand in one hand, to the victory of one Iraq. They said the videos in the news this morning. You don't have to watch the whole video. There's a sign on the video. Tells you what it says. This is what the sign says. Okay. Appeals to the governor and the Department of Integrity and all those concerned to maintain the pressure on the director at the disposal of Rafian Bank to hand over our money and yell path and style. Indeed. Demand to provide liquidity to the key card and the outlets. So a bunch of good news happening in Iraq right now. The other thing is the 2020 budget. They said they're going to try and get it to the House or Parliament this week to be voted on. So definitely within the next 10 days. They're looking at the 2020. Now, the only negative part in that whole thing, it says to be enacted the first of the year. So that kind of part, I don't know. And simply because the banks had meetings yesterday, they were informed that everybody's biggest push was to have this thing done and over with by Thanksgiving, which just happens to be in 10 days. So one way or the other. Banks were called in this morning. We're told to report immediately. Not every bank, as usual. Texas is lagging behind everybody else. They didn't go to the exchange centers. They went to their regular jobs. But we'll see if they get called sometime today or tomorrow. But other than that, rates haven't changed. Everybody's good. We're still excited that it could go at any moment. But I already told you guys, I don't think it's going to go without Texas going in. And when I'm notified Texas is going in, I will let you know, because that means everybody is then in. And that's the scenario that we're looking for. Some people are looking for some announcements this evening, so for something to happen. And I'm right now in the wait-and-see mode because of yesterday's bank meeting that told them they're trying to get it done by Thanksgiving. They didn't really say tomorrow. Even though this morning they called them all in and said, get in immediately. So we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. EDWIV. I have no idea how they would pronounce that. It says, our family group has more than 50 million dong. Can my wife, daughter-in-law, grandsons, brother, and sons each exchange 10 million dong, or will a red flag go up because we all have the same last name?
Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me, but okay. No. What are you talking about? Me and Ray got the same last name. You think a red flag would go up? Oh, Ray's son and my son got the same last name. Wait, my father got the same last name. Wait, my nephew's got the same last name. Hopefully, there's a whole bunch of people with your last name that's going to the bank. Now, it's going to be a common practice. So I certainly would not be worried about that. Okay?
All right. Favored Highly says, any update on Oki? Oh, man.
So, don't you know Favorite Highly? Don't
yes.
you have your personal phone number? And tell her, quit
yes.
wasting my time on this call. Wasn't it? Anyway,
well,
guys.
That was my thought, but now since you thought it, then I guess we.
Guys, I haven't talked to Oki. I mean, I've heard some people say they tried to get hold of him, couldn't in his house, but I don't know what hospital he's at. I don't know his number at the hospital. We all prayed for him this weekend as we continue to. But I will tell you this, just like the tweet that I put out, if not for Oki, I'm going to say we probably wouldn't be here, because when TNT became TNT, when I was notified that the government was actually looking at me and talking about me, Pentagon and everything else, Oki was the person who told me that. And he put me in contact with the first senator, and he did a lot of things right in the beginning, as I used to talk to Oki every day also, and with some history, so... I would say we, all of us, owe him a debt of gratitude just for that portion of being here and getting us introduced, because he did. Once he said it, he kind of introduced me, and then some other people started piling on. So, absolutely, we owe him a debt of gratitude. And we thank him, and even without that, we care. Okay.
All right. Kylie Holmes says, I may be misunderstanding this, but from your weekend update post, Iraqi TV reports that halting the sale of the U.S. dollar in the auctions by the CBI has ended millions of fake funds to Iran. I was under the impression that the halting of auctions for Iraqi dinar is what we are looking for, not the U.S. dollar.
So, obviously, we would have to educate you about the entire auction, because that is what's taking place. they're selling the dollar for a dinar. That's how they make their money. Time is transferred over. So that is the auction we wanted to stop. The selling of the U.S. dollars in the auction is based on the dinar buy and sell rate. Well, what are they buying and selling? And then they resell it. So the good thing is the buy and sell rate were the same on Saturday. They were the same on Sunday, which means 1190, 1190. 1190, 1190, which means nobody was making a profit off of the buy and sell rate, which is what we wanted, because that changes the rate. That stops it. Their economy was losing. The banks were losing money today because nobody was making a profit. Now, I meant to call and get the rates for today. But again, then they come out with the article and said they stopped half the auctions. And I don't know how, when Saturday and Sunday, the rates were the same, which means they stopped the auctions, period. Well, Friday and Saturday, I should say. I need to find out what the rate was yesterday. All right, Ray.
Covenant Bridge says, a while back, we understand that a quick background check was done on currency holders. Is that true, and is that what we've been told, what you've been told? And when we go to exchange, will those exchanging us have any of that background info on us?
First of all, nobody did a background check on 10 million people. So whoever told you that just flat out lied, okay? What was supposed to happen is during our exchanges, if certain people came to their attention, Homeland was supposed to run a background check within 72 hours to make sure that terrorists, drug dealers, people with nefarious plans, meetings, weren't getting this money, and they were going to stop it. They were going to run background checks on people who show up at the bank with a suitcase full of dinar, because they want to know, where did you get the money to buy all this dinar? Those people, they're going to run background checks on. They're not going to run them on every single individual. And how would they run a background check on you already if they don't even know you have dinar? Because some people were gifted dinar, given dinar. How are they going to run a background check on everybody? So, again, guys, this is what you have to think about when some of these idiots put out this information and start telling you stuff they have no clue about. And I don't know why they're fear-mongering. They're trying to tell you you got to sign up with them. You got to listen to them. Whatever the case is, you have to listen to what they're saying and then see if it makes any sense anywhere that Homeland, FBI, or anybody is running background checks on 10 million people before they even walk in the bank. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. What's next, Ray?
Sunstar says, number one, any news from the mosque that you can share?
Nope. They don't get news in the mosque anymore, except for when to riot, where to riot, and how to riot. They do have the religious leader telling them to be nonviolent or don't do this and that, but basically all their news is being broadcast on TV, on the big screens, which I think, I don't know, did we send out the video with everybody looking at all the big screens? Did we send that out this weekend?
No.
All right. So maybe I can get that out to
you.
So y'all can...
you might have sent it out tweet-wise, but I did not post it in the forum because I didn't see it.
Yeah, then I probably didn't send it out. Well, we do have it just so you guys can see what it looks like and how they get their news. I'll try to send it out today if I can remember. All right.
All right. Number two, what is the next big step you think that Iraq must take for the release of our blessing?
Man. The next big step is to release our blessing. So there's nothing, I mean, they're changing the laws and rules, they're changing the budget. And again, I don't know if they have the kind of time they're saying, another 10 days to do it, because supposedly they're still demonstrating today. And I think every day makes it a little bit more treacherous for them to not do it. Now, they made the announcements yesterday, kind of got people happy. Like I said, they were celebrating and excited. They still didn't get any money yet. They think that much closer. Another 48, 72 hours, and again, nothing happens. I think they come back with that much more of a vengeance. So I don't think it's going to take that long for them to actually get in there and vote, or they already have. And I'm waiting for that information this evening. Okay. What's next?
All right. Number three, have you heard any reports that you can share on the release of the fields, coins from the Moss, CBI, contractors, billboards, et cetera? No?
Nope. Nothing. No times. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for this evening, to see how this goes. All right.
Okay. Daisy Joe said, Tony, you state your committee guy says Zim will not be exchanged, but banks say it will. Is Wells Fargo and Bank of America banks that say they will?
Not Bank of America.
Okay. Ray, several family members wish to form one entity for the benefit of future ancestors. Would they need a foundation or a trust? I would go with a foundation. A private charitable family foundation is the one I would go with. Okay, Tommy Gunn says, couple the facts that Iran, Iraq are having riots presently, and with the China-USA trade deal phase one to be signed soon, when you think this administration, wait a minute, when you think this administration let CBI release the RV to international status? Okay. And there's some words missing in that sentence somewhere.
Yeah, so okay. When do I think they will? First of all, China has nothing to do with what's going on in Iran and Iraq. Okay? The trade agreement, everything else. So, what was the real question in there?
Yeah, I think that's what it's meant to be. When do you think, well, let me see. Couple of the facts that Iran and Iraq are having riots presently, and with the China trade phase one to be signed soon, when do you think this administration will let CBI release? Okay, two words are missing out of that sentence, do and will. So when do you think this administration will let CBI release the RV to international status?
Okay. But again, I think China has anything to do with the RV, what's happening, or the China trade deal. But this is a global event. It's an Iran event, is what you have to get. Okay, so I just got from Iraq again today. The buy and the sell are the same, which means nobody, there's 3 days in a row. The buy and the sell are the exact same. So nobody's making money off of the currency for 3 days in a row, which I guess is making the people happy right there. There's nobody stealing it that's not being made. Now, Iraq and Iran, I mean, you got to remember the Iraqi people are trying to get Iran out. Iran people are probably just figuring out, again, that their government is corrupt. Plus, you have to remember, we, the U.S., has been fighting the economic war with Iran the last 2-3 years, if not longer, which is crushing their economy, and the people are getting poorer, not richer. And they're seeing what's going on in Africa, in Iraq, in Lebanon, and people are acting accordingly to get changes made, which is okay. I think it's okay. The bigger question you guys should be asking again is, did I read the book, what? Confessions of an Economic Hitman, so I would know what's going on in the world in these countries and could actually understand what I'm hearing and seeing. Because if you read the book, you can see the game being played out. Not only that, but know the plays that are being called during the game. You already know. Read the book because it's a repeat of history. So the question for a lot of people today should be, why isn't the U.S. doing something? Why is the U.S. letting Iraq deteriorate the way it is, letting the citizens do what they're doing, because it's achieving the goal they want to get Iran out? Why did, soon as the people start rioting in Iran, did the U.S. put out statements to the Iranian citizens saying, guess what, guys, we support you. You're right. You're right. Now we're cheering Iranian citizens, the same ones that Trump's been threatening to fight and bomb and go to war with, but now we're cheering them on, just like we are Iraq. Why aren't we being more forceful? And even the Iraqi people had to ask the U.S. for help, had to ask the U.N. for help, saying, why are you just sitting back watching this instead of doing something about it? Because you guys are doing exactly what we've been trying to get you to do. So we didn't have to do it. This is all part of our playbook. You guys don't know. You're just chess pieces being moved around the board. But that's really all it is to get to the end goal right where we're at. Iraq is making changes. Iraq is putting in different people. They're moving out the Iranians out of their government, which are all the things we wanted to do, and doing the budget at the same time. That's the real play that's going on. And as soon as this is voted on in Parliament and the changes are implemented, we're going to have an RD, which hopefully is before Thanksgiving. Okay, who's next?
Heart Light 2 and Lady D. Both questions are pertaining to Canadian activity. Have you heard whether any Canadians have been called in to do the exchange?
No, we have not.
Okay. That'll do it for the question. Switch over to the screen and see what live callers we can hear from. 972. You have to be first on the list this time.
Well, hey there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny
in Dallas.
Yes, sir. It was a long weekend, friends. It was. Lots of chit-chat in our small group here about how to handle these things, these unknowns. So first question everybody wanted me to pose, and probably it would get asked anyway. When this happens, the 800 number, we understand that the exchanges that are taking place did not require an 800 number because of their particular circumstances. When the 800 number comes, you have information on the banks that are offering these various rates. We got $8 on Dong, or we got 47 cents, and we got a $2 option. I hadn't heard any variance on the 2850 on the dinar, but that doesn't mean it isn't out there. Will you be able, in short order, perhaps before we can get a whole lot of people on the 800 numbers, be able to tell us what rates go with what banking institutions, anything like that?
Okay, this is what happens. When they give us the 800 number and the 800 numbers go live, we're going to do a call. I want to tweet it out for anybody who wants to just start dialing the 800 numbers, dial it. Then we're going to do a call. And I'm going to say, I've talked to this guy at this bank, and this is what he said they're doing. And then I talked to this guy at this bank, and this is what he said they're doing. So we got Wells Fargo, we got Chase, we got Citibank, we got a couple of banks. So I'm going to try and talk to all of them really quick, see what everybody is doing, because at that time, they should be able to talk freely because everything is live. And
right,
they'll be able to give us, this is what we're offering, this is what we're offering. So, yes, as a whole, we want to do that. If we can't get that, anybody else gets any information, we're relying on the first guys that go to the bank to come back to the form, to the chat room. Call Ray, call me up. Hey, this is what I just did. Is this any good? Or can you put this out there so everybody knows this is what they're doing? Because one thing about it, I don't care how much money they give you, it's not going to affect how much I get, period. So I should be able to help you, right? Yes. You should be able to help, because it's not like we're in competition with each other. We're in competition with the banks, and that is to get as much as we can. And they should want to give us as much as we ask for, because we want to leave it there to make it grow. So it's all a partnership. They're not really our partners. They're facilitating for what we want. We are all partners. We are all trying to do the same thing. Get as much as we can and then reinvest it, watch it grow, and create a legacy for our families. That's our goal together. Should be anyway. Okay.
Well, yes, and I didn't expect anything less. You are going to be a busy boy on that day, but that we've been kind of depending on you anyway. The other thing that comes to mind. Now I probably ought not to go there. I was thinking about burying some money in the backyard in a plastic bag and then go to Canada. I don't know if that's going to fit into my travel schedule or not, but that was
So you just skipped the whole strip club altogether?
What caught my attention was Texas went up a few points on your list after that conversation.
Yes, it did.
Okay, I expect you guys will do the best you can, and we sure appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
423, here we go. You are on.
Good morning.
423, hey.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to hear from someone from Canada.
I'm sorry.
Question of clarification. A week ago on Wednesday, I was traveling and the call dropped, and there was discussion about the caps. The caps are on the face value. Is that correct?
The caps are on, yes, the face value of the currency, yes.
Okay, so illustration. If I took 10 million dong and was able to get $8 per dong contract rate, that 10 million dong would turn into 80 million USD. So
that is
correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. A few weeks back, I was on a conference call with the two of you and one other gentleman, and I made a comment about why the exchange is not taxable. I talked, and I didn't explain much, but I talked with my tax attorney previously about that, and an exchange involves two things of equal value. So there's no gain, there's no profit. And the test of that would be to exchange it back. And if there's a middleman, such as a bank, which gets a fee for doing the exchange, then we actually lose money by exchanging and exchanging back. Now, that's a pretty simple test to know that there's nothing to be taxed. So we can do that, exchange a IQD for USD, and then change it back. There's nothing magic. It's an exchange. The deal is that as we look back at our history, the U.S. has printed money and expanded the pool of cash without adding value to the USD total asset value, diluting the value of each U.S. dollar. And then use that new inflated U.S. dollar to buy, for example, rice from a third world country. And the value of the rice remains unchanged. It still takes a lot of sweat and time to plant, to cultivate, harvest, grow, dry, clean, bag, market, and ship a bag of rice, and much of that in the hot sun. But what just happened is that newly printed U.S. dollars were used to buy that hard work rice. And the unrealized value was stored in the now devalued foreign currency. So as the global currency reset takes place, the value of the rice will be realized when the currency exchange takes place. It's like finding an old thing of value in grandma's attic that cost a small amount years ago, but today sells for a much higher number because the value was stored up over the years. So bottom line is no profit, nothing to tax. What do you think of that?
Nothing to tax. I think I agree with it, and I'll go with it. As long as they tell me it's not taxable, the banks aren't taking out any tax. We're not seeing it in the tax code. Nobody who has exchanged yet that I know of over the years has paid any tax on it. I'm going to go with that right now. Okay?
The worst thing could be a capital gains tax, but again, you just exchange it back. So there's no, it's an exchange, and that's all it is.
It's all it is.
Furthermore,
okay,
let's go with it.
I
think you've pointed out in the past, Tony, that if it got out that this happened, the exchanges happened, and everybody didn't know about it, everybody else would be upset. So if there's tax, there's going to be court cases, et cetera, et cetera. Thank
well,
you, sir.
Not only
let
that, and that part is right. Everybody will. But everybody who sold theirs back already and everybody who asked and was told that this wasn't real and everything else would all want to file lawsuits. So, yes, they're going to want to try and keep it quiet. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Okay. 916 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. How
hey,
you guys doing?
Good afternoon. I am fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
So,
and yourself.
All right. I'm doing good. So on that Zim, now I noticed that you said Wells Fargo may be one, and you said Bank of America wasn't, but is Chase one?
Okay. I don't know if Bank of America is or not. I don't know. They asked me about the banks I was talking about. So they could all end up selling them, even though they said they weren't. I mean, they could. I don't know. I know one in particular that has been doing exchanges for the last 2 weeks said they are not going to do the Zim. They were told they're not doing it. They're not doing it. It's not even showing up for them. But there are other banks, like right now, you can go to Citibank and the dinar is on their screen. You can go to Chase and the dinar is not on their screen because they're not doing the dinar right now. When it does happen, it'll pop up. So I can't tell you who's not doing it. I can tell you there's one bank, exchange locations throughout the country that have said they are going to do it. Even though our committee guy says, no, they're not. Okay.
Right. Okay. So now all the ones that have already exchanged, did any of those have to sign an NDA, or do you know?
They've been signing NDAs for years, the ones that exchanged earlier. The last ones that have exchanged, geez, I can't even remember. I guess I got to ask that question right now, if they signed an NDA or not. So I know the exchangers themselves had to sign NDAs. So the fact that they did and the fact that I have the information tells you how much they're worth. I probably shouldn't have said that. But anyway, it's kind of funny. But anyway.
Have you heard anything else about the 800 number?
Nope. I haven't heard anything else about them coming out today, tomorrow, Friday, nothing. Usually when they get to that point, you know, we do get a heads up, but we haven't this week.
Okay. All right. That's all I got, guys. All right, you guys.
All right, thank you, sir.
Have a great week, and hopefully we'll hear something. All right.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
208 area code, you are on.
Yes, good morning. Can you tell me, is there a maximum amount of dinar that you can trade in, and is there a maximum amount of dong?
No, you can trade in as much as you want. All we got is that so far one bank has set the limits on the contract rates at $10 million. Now, that doesn't mean every bank does, but one bank has set the limit at contract rates of $10 million. And that's being $8 contract rates, what he said. We have another bank that is going to pay you out 47 cents again, up to $2 based on how much you have, how long you leave it in the bank. And the period he gave us was 3 years, then they're going to give you $2 per dong.
What percent? Do we have a new window now?
I don't have a window. Well, they said by Thanksgiving. This morning's paper said the Iraq is going to try and submit it within the next 10 days and vote on it. But that same article says to be activated the first of the year. So I'm not really crazy about the article. I like the 10 days, but I don't even know if they have 10 days to do this.
Let me ask you something, Tony. What would be your guess as the percentage of it happening before Thanksgiving?
Man, what would be my guess? Well, let me see here. All right, so the Kurds are in town right now working on the numbers for the budget to change it. They're trying to change it from $53 down to $40, which made more sense to them, and the rate makes them doable. I don't know. I'm feeling good about it being done before Thanksgiving because of the people. If they persist, which means keep demonstrating in the streets, I think we have a good chance of it happening. If they stop because the last 3 days the auction haven't taken place, or because the buy and sell rate is the same, and on TV they're blasting, you know, they're doing half of the money now, and that are all positive signs. But if they let that slow down the demonstrations, they could probably drag it out to the first. But if they keep demonstrating, doing what they're doing, I think they'll have to get it done before Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
Hey, all right,
you too, sir.
865, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the information and all of the updates, both from over the weekend as well as now. I was curious to see that Prime Minister Mahdi is seeming to have a busy day today with meetings both with UN representatives as well as the U.S. ambassador and the representative from the Central Command. I was just curious whether or not you're seeing that those have any relevance, that somewhere in there they are saying it's time to do things, or if this is just a continuation of, you know, good PR relations between Mahdi and all of those individuals. What's your take on that?
My take on it is the U.S. has been sitting back just watching things happen, because that's what they've been doing, and letting them happen. And now they're seeing that this is the moment to step in. Not only is it moment to step in to give Mahdi direction, but because, again, what's happening in Iran, but because the citizens have been asking the U.S. to step in, and now we get to look like the hero. Okay?
Right.
So it is a perfect time to make announcements and move things away from Iran and let the U.S. step in. So, yeah, I think it is relevant. That was your question.
Okay. Okay. And I don't know what's going on. It sounds like there's celebration already starting somewhere. That's not on my end. Or are you even hearing anything on your end?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where are you at? But hold on for a minute, then. Ray?
At least that stopped.
Yeah. Are you here? Ray?
I'm here. Are you there? Okay. The other question. Oh dear, I don't know where Ray is. Oh dear. The other question that kind of came to mind with all the problems that are going on in Iran, with the fact that they were going after their bank as well. It was that seemed like there was a parallel article surfacing that there were 10 folks apparently trying to rob the Bank of Iraq, Central Bank of Iraq, over midnight last night. They were found and captured. But again, it's a frustration level. It seems to be reaching a breaking point, not only the demonstrations, but now they seem to be going after the bank. Any comment on that at all? Or just an interesting little side note?
The video that I didn't send you guys is of them attacking the Central Bank of Iran, which supposedly they set on fire and everything else,
right,
with a bunch of other banks over there. I haven't seen the article on them doing the Central Bank of Iraq. You said it came out this morning.
It was talking about that they were going in with the intent of stealing and damaging, and that they were captured after midnight on Sunday the 17th. The question here is, on their translations, was that Saturday into Sunday or, you know, last night into today? But nonetheless, it's been really fairly recent. So it's almost, were they getting the idea from Iran and saying, well, we'll do it over here, or, you know, just what? But it seems like we're at somewhat of a tipping point that they would be wise to get something done, in my opinion here. So, but 10 days from whenever all of this is going to happen, we know that's when your TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project will be. Not yours, our project will be. So 10 days, Thanksgiving. What a wonderful way to celebrate Thanksgiving. Appreciate it.
It's a great day. Yep.
Indeed.
Black Friday would be a great day to start, too. But, guys, anything with the banks, and when I look at it, you know, the Iranian citizens over there are mad because they doubled the price of gas and everything, you know, that day, and it just set them off. And they're right. The first thing to do is take the money like everybody else is. In Iraq, I look at, if they're starting to attack banks and that, it would be the people who didn't want this to happen so they could disrupt it even further, because that's where they know the lords and arms, everything is going to be distributed at. And everything else. So I look at that, not the citizens doing that, but maybe Iran sent some people over there, Leaky did, to continue that, to prolong this even more, or give them a reason, hey, we can't do it because they just blew the CBI up. Now let's everybody go back to I'm not trying to give them any ideas. I'm just saying, first thing I look at in Iran, okay, now they got real issues, and they're saying, you can't take our money, so let's take all the money. This really doesn't make any sense when you're trying to solve this problem. But I think Iraq is good, especially since they already called him. It was only 10 of them. It wasn't 100,000 of them or 50,000 of them trying to attack the bank or any banks like that. Then it was just somebody trying to disrupt them, where I would look at it.
Well, at least they have been caught. Appreciate it. And again, 10 days from whenever. And enjoy the day. May it be a monumental Monday. Or better yet, money coming to us Monday. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We might have lost Ray for real.
How about now?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
727.
You don't think we lost Ray?
You don't think
you
so?
Don't think what?
I don't think Ray is lost. If he was, he is now found. Because I heard
unmuted.
You're okay. That's always a good sign.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I hear you great. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes, sir. You're fine.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to chat the other day, but you guys ran out of time, and I was running out of time, and that's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Tony,
yes.
Here's my feeling.
Yes, sir.
So far.
Wait, did you say I hurt your feelings? What did you say?
You said, here's my feelings so far.
Yeah, here's my feelings
so
far. They've heard, we've heard the same thing. They've promised them this, and they haven't done anything yet. Now, obviously, the auctions, that's going to take some time before that thing sorts out by not happening. But as far as them getting money, them getting Mahdi out of the government, all that kind of stuff, then they haven't really been given anything yet. And so I guess my thought is, and the point I was going to bring up the other day was, it seems like if the riots get worse and the UN is there, we're there, there's all kinds of people that are there to witness the carnage that's been happening, then it seems to me like it's going to be a cold day and you know where before they're going to let it go, because nothing's been done about Iran's influence in the government. Those folks are still there, they're still standing up, and they haven't turned tail and run yet. What do you think?
Okay, so Mahdi has said that he's going to replace 10 people already, just 10 people. And he's going to insert young people in those positions, and he's going to insert 3 women in those positions. So he hasn't named them to the public yet. He just said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm bringing in young people, I'm bringing in these women, so you guys can have a voice, is what he has said so far. I'm going to do it. Hold on. So right now, and I just got this from Tish because I like to give her credit when she says something. She said, Selah, who is the president, is on television over there and announcing the new electoral law meets the demands of the demonstrators, and he's showing the details of the law. So, yes, we have the new law in place, and it's going to be exactly what you guys are asking for. They still got to go to Parliament and vote on it. But he's saying, unless they did today, which they could be doing, because now he's announced it on television, this is what we're going to do. So you guys are winning. For the last 3 days, buy and sell has been the same. So nobody's making money. We announced yesterday that we would build 200 schools and whatever else was on that announcement with all this money that we're not sending to Iran anymore, because we're not doing the auction, so they're not getting it. So you guys are winning there. That's what you're celebrating with. Now we're telling you the electoral law was just changed, so you're winning there. I already told you that I'm going to put these 10 new people in. I just haven't changed them. So you're winning there. So they, in fact, are seeing changes. And every day, well, Friday's been a little bit more, a little bit more. It just hasn't been the RV yet. Now, the U.S. brought in soldiers on Wednesday, Thursday. U.S. brought in soldiers, put them around the CBI, put them around the government offices. Yeah, you guys can do everything you want to do down there, but when you come here, we're going to be standing here. But we also brought in soldiers, also went live and announced that, hey, they're not going to get away with it. We're going to track the people who stole your money. We are, not your parliament. We're going to track them. We're going to bring them to justice. Wow. Again, making the U.S. look like the heroes. Not that we aren't, but we knew who was stealing the money 10 years ago. So it just had to be the right time to say, now we'll do something about it. Because now the people are upset, and this is the point they always wanted to get to. Because now, regardless what Maliki says, Abadi, Mahdi, anybody else, you guys are just government officials, because now the people are speaking and we're supporting the people. Your religious people are supporting the people. Now your shop owners are supporting the people. So now we can get the change that we've been trying to get all along. So actually, it's a good thing.
Well, that makes sense. On a lighter note, any progress on the pink slip for G-Man from PA?
No. G-Man not getting fired, not getting replaced, not retiring, not doing anything until after they announce the RV and we get the 800 number. Then he can go.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, I know it sounds awful strange for me to say, geez, I'm sorry you're not firing him, because that would be a good thing.
It would be a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but there go your brakes then.
It is important because I need my brakes.
No kidding. Well, listen, gentlemen, that was the only question I have. I'm excited like I've always been. Although, like you always say, we're closer now than we've ever been. But the real the rubber meets the road when the numbers come and we get to make the phone call. That's really when it happens. So until then, we'll just be patient and think positive and know that make the best of every day. And then when this thing happens, then we can celebrate. Appreciate you both.
All right, thank you, sir.
Have a great day and a great weekend.
All right, take
you
care.
You too.
You bet.
Hey,
three,
you know
zero,
it's this
three.
Monday, though, right?
Okay. 303, area code.
Hey, guys. Super fantastic day.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you, Tony, to give me a holler. I've been waiting a week, and I haven't heard from you yet.
Oh, was this about the campaign thing?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about it.
All right. Ray did send me your number, but I didn't call. So if he sends it to me again, I will call you as soon as we hang up.
All right. Sounds good. Be blessed, guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
423, area code, you are on.
Hey, is that me?
That is you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I have a crazy throat. Can you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I thought you all had said that when the auction stopped, that the RV was going to be simultaneous, like boom, it would all happen at the same time. Is that what you usually think?
Yes, when the auctions haven't stopped yet, I mean, they're not doing it, but they got the buy and sell rate at the same. So they haven't officially announced it, but yes. That's exactly what, because what's happening right now, if they're not selling, then the banks aren't making any money, because that's the only way they were making their money, is through the auctions. And that's not going to be able to last really long. So we are expecting an announcement. It is why the bank called their people in this morning and told them to report immediately, because they're expecting an announcement. So I don't know what will happen. But I just checked with them over at IRAC and just telling me the rate, the buy and sell rate is still the same. So there's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which is exactly what we wanted. Hopefully we'll see something on Tuesday, if not before.
Okay, that's good. Because I think Tish was on chat and she said they haven't stopped. Actions have just halted them while the riots were going on.
Yeah, they haven't stopped them. As I'm saying, they just put the rates the same. So they can say it's still there, but, I mean, who's buying and selling for the same rate? So when they officially stop them, I think we will see the RV at the same time.
Right. Well, I was thinking if this could have started in October.
Here's the real question is, I mean, I don't understand, but why do you believe what Tish says? Why?
She's your right-hand man. I mean, she's always, you know, she's always giving you information. So I'm not on chat much. I just looked in there and she said that. I think she was clarifying it for people. But anyway, I was hoping that all this is true and that it's really happening and that those that we're going to get what we've been waiting for and that those poor people are going to get what they've been promised for all these years. But the question, I don't know if you heard this, I don't know why they would need to wait for the first of the year because then their fiscal year start in October.
October the 1st, yeah. I think theirs is November, it's not January. But guys, they have tried to do this, I mean, several times in the first of the year. You guys know they tried to do it last year, the year before. So January is not a strange time for them to try to do it. We just don't know that they can last till January when it should have already been done. And I don't think these other changes, they're not going to go for, okay, you got to meet in Parliament. It's going to take 3 weeks, 4 weeks to make these changes. You got to institute these laws. They're going to want to see something right now, and that something is revalue the currency.
Absolutely. And I thought that Parliament had already approved the budget because we kept looking for it to come out in the Gazette, and it never came out, but I thought it had already been done.
They did approve the budget, but now they have to approve the amendments to the budget.
Oh, Lordy.
And that's what this is about. So now they're going to change it, even the laws, and then where they're allocating the money to do these schools and do everything else. Before, you know, they told the people to be one thing, but the people know you're still stealing our money. You're not giving it to us. So now they're going to make amendments to the budget and where the money is going so the people can actually see their benefits.
Right. Well, that seems right to me. Oh, man, I hope they get it done quick, like in a couple of days. Work around the clock.
Yep. I hope they do.
Another question about the contract rate. Originally, when they came out with a $28.50 rate, that was so people with a lot less could be blessed with a lot more. And is there a limit? I mean, like, I have a cousin that's got $50,000. Could she ask for the contract rate? Would they give her
a Every single person can ask for the contract rate. Every single person can ask for it. The only way to ask for the contract rate is to dial the 800 number, set your appointment up, and when you go in there, say, I got 500 dinars. Can I get the contract rate? And see if they give it to you. The closed mouth don't get fed, though, right?
Right, right. Okey-dokey.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. I just hope this is our week. Sounds like everything's ready for. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
310.
You guys know.
Hi there.
Absolutely depend on Trish a whole lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. Can only individuals do the exchange, or is it possible if you have a C corporation, could they do an exchange for the dinar and the dong?
I don't see why not. I mean, you call a bank right now and ask them, can your C corp come in and exchange 500,000 dong? And they'll tell you if they can or not.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just didn't know if the RV was going to be limited to individuals or if, you know, legal entities could also participate. All right.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't
thank
see
you.
How they can limit that. All right. Thank you, sir.
303 area code. You're on.
Well, I
you need to turn your TV down. You need to turn your TV down first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even realize it was on. I was listening to you guys. There you go. How's that? Should be much better.
Okay.
Anyway, good afternoon to both of you. Well, yeah, I guess it's just getting to afternoon here, but mm-hmm. I'm in Colorado, so for Tony, it's still morning. I was really anticipating a tremendous bunch of information that on today's call with the tweet Ray put out yesterday. I mean, I could hardly sleep for it. It was kind of pretty exciting to, I think, most of us. So that was a pleasure to get. Hope we get more like that over the next couple of days. But you really think that it's not going to be until after the weekend that we'll see it for us yet?
No, I think it could be as early as tomorrow. I mean, it could be. I don't know why else they would call them in this morning and everything that they're doing.
How about 4:30 this afternoon?
It could be, because, you know, after they get through a weekend business, again, they haven't called Texas in. They have called everybody else. Iraq usually makes announcements and things after it's done. They're not telling us on Wednesday they're going to meet and vote.
Yeah. Okay.
Usually they already met and voted. Then they put the article out and do things like that. They're not going to tell us the moment it's going to happen, but there's been the buy and sell has been the same for 3 days in a row. Again, anything could happen tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, that'd be awesome. I hope to endow. I work with a group here in the Denver metro area that goes out every week, and we feed, clothe, and pray with the homeless here that we have. And for many of them, basically, they're the only church connection that we are the only church connection that they get. And this has been a group that's been going 20 years, and I hope to certainly endow them so that they can replace some of the failing equipment that we have and certainly do a lot of good things here. This has been an all-volunteer group for, like I said, for 20 years. I've been in it for over 4.5, and I love it. It really fills my heart up with what happens. And that's one of the several places that I want to make this work for me. So pay it forward is definitely not a question for me. I really don't have very many needs myself of a material nature. So I'm just crossing my fingers and making the prayers to see this happen. So really hoped it was more information today, but it's still positive, so I'm happy with that.
Okay. Thank you,
sir. All right. Thank you, sir. Good day.
Well, thank you. All right. Good day.
Bye-bye. 702 area code. You are on. 702-475. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm super fantastic.
Great.
I wanted to ask you, on the last letters, they have a redemption center. If you have it, can you tell me, please?
Can you tell you what?
A redemption center. They have on the Nevada, on the Las Vegas?
Yeah, I can't tell you where there is one in Las Vegas. I can't tell you where it is now. But I'm sure there's more than one in Las Vegas.
They have, correct?
Yeah, they are there.
Okay. So, Vegas, and we're waiting for the party. God bless
you
guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know y'all waiting for the Raiders, too, so we'll be here.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
574 area code, you are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How are you guys doing?
All right. Greetings.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm getting better. I'm still recovering at home. Today is 2 weeks ago. I had surgery on my lungs, so just getting stronger and better each day.
Okay. Good.
I wanted to first mention that in regards to what's going on over in the Middle East, when you guys put that information out there to us, which we all are very appreciative of how you and your team work hard on that. Once things really happen, you mentioned that things could really move at lightning speed, and would you think that just with how things have been building up and now Iranian citizens or the action that they've taken and so on and so forth, wouldn't you agree too that this is definitely a big plus to things really catapulting to a quicker pace?
Because of what's going on in Iran, you're saying? Does that help us in Iraq?
Do you think that that would help the cause? Because it's like now the Iranian citizens are now recognizing, hey, these guys are, our government is corrupt and all that. And now looking at, and you know the Iraqi citizens are looking at it because they're right next door to each other. Could this too, in a sense, kind of put, have them do one of those, if they're doing that, we can put even more pressure on our governments here to push for equality here for what we want. Because all we're doing in the country that we live in, this is an investment for us, okay? For them over there, it's their life, it's their livelihood or means of living. And I know that some people who got involved with this here in the United States, it's for some, it is everything for them to even be able to make it. Whereas with probably the majority of us, it truly is just an investment, and someone thought enough of us to share this opportunity with us, and you know, and here we are.
Okay, so let me stop you right there for a minute. All right, two things. First, yes, Iranian citizens in the uproar could be a big distraction for Iran itself and let them know or even cause them to pull like their special guard and everything that they sent to Iraq, or the people they sent there to cause trouble, or the people they sent there to infiltrate in and see who was, to call them back home and say, hey, we need you right back here, not over there, instead of that. So if Iran turns into Iraq, turns into Iraq and they can get that going for 10, 15, 20 days, it will definitely be an advantage to Iraq because they're going to have to concentrate on home and save that first before they come back, which is a great opportunity for the U.S. to do just what you're doing, move in while they're looking right, let's go in left and do that. So that's there. While this is a lifestyle, life-changing moment for Iraq and for the Iraq people of what they've gone through for the last 200 years, believe me, for a lot of us, people who were told about this opportunity, able to get involved in it, it is also a life-changing moment. And some people, unfortunately, are looking at it as a life-saving moment. This is their life raft, you know? This is their safeguard and for their future. And they put everything into their hopes and dreams and that. And while we understand it, it's about money for us. Again, some people, this money is about their future. We all live good. Well, we don't all live good. We got homeless people here. Like we thought, we got people living on the street. We have uneducated people. All of us together could do a lot right here. We don't have to go to another country to help anybody. There's plenty of people right here who could use our help. But the majority of the people who have the voices or complain, you're right, or, hey, I've been doing this for 10 years, 20 years. Okay, but it's an investment to you. There's people out there who have bought dinar, bought dong, bought them, whatever, over the last 10, 12 years, you know, have lost their cars, lost their houses, broke up with their family members, and some people lost their lives because they died along the way. But they, too, were looking at this to change their future. Also, it's just, you know, it's just us who have an advantage over every other American who doesn't know about it versus Iraq, where it's going to affect every one of their citizens. That's the difference.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yep, and I appreciate that. If, you guys continue doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate
if
it.
Not,
610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is
G-Man,
NPA.
Hey.
Man, break time. All right, thanks, man.
All right. I got knocked off earlier, Tony, so that's why I had to dial back in. That's why I'm later in line. So.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
What happened
Thank
there.
You. I still appreciate it.
All right. Very good. And a shout-out to ED Doc. Thank you very much, ED Doc, for inquiring about my well-being in that pink slip. It's coming eventually. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
Okay. 208 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Lucille, and I wondered if you could give me a minute of your time to call me and just give me a little advice. I've been in a hospital since June.
Okay, I can make out you've been in the hospital. There's some background noise there.
Okay, is there a TV? You need to turn your TV down. So we can hear.
No, I don't have a TV. Hang on.
No, that's all the people.
Oh.
Yeah. One thing here.
Okay.
Anyway, Ray, if you could call my phone and just give me a little advice. I have no way to vote. I have no way out of this hospital.
You're in the hospital?
Yes. I've been in the hospital since June 17th. And I just need some little advice from you on how to do things. I don't know what to do. And everybody that I know that knows anything about it with me all make fun of me and don't want to talk to me.
Okay.
So
I'll call you.
Wondered if, okay, you have my number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Hang in there. 614 area code.
How you doing, Tony and Raven?
Hey there.
Hey, good morning.
And Tabby Lesser.
Hey, I just want to also
agree.
Hey, I just that last lady that was just on the phone, I'll keep her in prayer. And my mom's also a minister, so I'll let her know. Definitely. But I just had a quick question for you guys. I know, Tony, you said that the budget, 2020 budget, is not supposed to be implemented until the 1st. And I know you also said that the banks have, they're wanting people to be done by Thanksgiving. I just wanted to clarify, is that like, all of us, or is that the wealthy people that have been exchanging?
Okay. So, first of all, Iraq already voted and approved the 2020 budget before. But now, since the riots and the people's demands, they're having to make amendments to the budget. And they said they wanted to get the budget, amended budget, to the House within the next 10 days. And they were hoping to vote on it. Once they did, the article says they want to implement it by the 1st of the year. This is what it says. So then I said the banks were informed, a bunch of them, that they wanted to have this RV started by Thanksgiving, which is in the next 10 days. So that's what they're looking at, the next 10 days. They're not looking at what the article says. So Parliament's meeting, they just announced, as I told you guys earlier in the call, they're announcing that they just changed the election laws to meet the demands of the people. So it tells you they are doing things right now. They're not waiting. They said the budget should be there within 10 days. It could be there within 10 hours, for all we know. So I'm not ruling anything out. Because they had the bank calling all their people this morning to report to the exchange center immediately. Now, again, Texas didn't, but a whole region of banks did, and we don't know the reason for that. So I'm not moving all the way to January yet, but I know they're clearly trying to do something right now.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Tony, for that. I totally understand. It makes a lot of sense now.
Okay.
That's all I got. I appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, sir.
All right, have a blessed
seven. All right, 787-316. Okay. You're off. Uh-oh. Hit the wrong button. 787. You're still there, aren't you? Yep. 831. You're on. Nope. Wait a minute. This thing is jumping around. 831. You should be on now.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate your taking my call. I know it's late, so I'll get right to it. I was wondering if you, either of you knew if trust accounts and foundation accounts, which have to be held in the banks, are considered part of the accounts that the banks use for their sweep at night.
Oh, you have to ask them that.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked is because, when you're talking about how long you'll leave your money in the bank, if you were to create a foundation or a trust and have your account with that bank, it would be a long-term agreement because people don't just move their bank accounts around for trusts and foundations. So I was wondering if that would give us a little leverage on being able to negotiate a higher interest rate or exchange rate for that matter.
Okay. Yeah, I would check with them on as far as their sweep activity and what accounts are included in that.
Do you think they would own that? Do you think they would even own that they have sweep accounts?
Sure. I would think so.
Okay.
That's not a closely guarded secret, not to my knowledge.
All right. I'll give it a try. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate both of you very much.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. That was the last one that had their hand up. So we'll wrap it up.
Okay. All right, guys. Here we are. One more Monday. Hope it's the last Monday. But nothing stopped. Everything's looking good. A bunch of good articles coming out. Let's see what happens 3 days in a row with the buy sell the same. And just why did the banks call these guys in after having them off the whole weekend and say get in immediately? Hopefully we'll hear something this afternoon, be able to tweet it out. But if not, do what I'm going to do and enjoy the rest of your day, guys. It is coming. That is for sure. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. I do want to call on all the prayer warriors. I'm going to call Lucille and see what's going on. But you heard her say she's been in the hospital. I thought she said since June. But none of her family and friends want to listen to her. So I know what that's like or what they could be like when no one else will listen to you. So do pray for her for a speedy recovery so we can get her out of there and back hanging out with the rest of us. Enjoy your Monday. Anything develops, we won't hesitate to let you know and keep you updated. In the meantime, in between time, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Yeah. trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't handle
it. Gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Won't he work it out?
Yes,
he will. Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done.
To
it's
stop
finished.
Conference recording,
what?
Press 1.
Buddy.
This session is no longer being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.